Hey, this is George Hale from Buried with an update on our own disappearance. Where to begin? We're aware of a technical issue preventing many of our subscribers from accessing this podcast normally. Something went wrong not only with ours, but many other podcasts using National Public Radio distribution systems. KETR is an NPR member station, and we use its content distribution technology in virtually everything we do, which makes our jobs easier most of the time, less so the past few weeks. Before I get into what happened, a quick thanks to everyone who's been in touch. I've tried to respond to every message I've received and apologize personally. However, if I missed yours, please accept my apologies for that, too. It's been hard to keep track. Which has actually been sort of encouraging, even though it's for such an annoying reason. It's been great to receive so many reminders of how many people care about Carrie Mae Parker and want to hear the rest of her story. They even care enough to track me down and tell me they can't access it. So I appreciate that. I've heard a lot of different things from listeners. Buried is missing from Apple Podcasts, its RSS feed has been hacked. Buried just released an episode about the latest Cranberries album. The podcast changed its name to something else, etc. None of this is from us. I didn't even know the Cranberries were still around, but that's cool. The most common complaint seems to be that Buried episodes are being replaced by unrelated episodes of other NPR podcasts. Right now I'm looking at iTunes and see the correct Buried logo next to an incorrect title, StoryCorps, which is a great podcast, but not really very similar to ours, and more importantly, not what you subscribed to. The most frustrating part of this is there's very little we can do but wait. According to NPR, a fix has been implemented. However, depending on the app you use to access our podcast, we're available on quite a few of them, it may be more time before everything looks normal again. NPR sends its sincere apologies for the inconvenience, and so do we. I've also been told that NPR's own app, NPR One, is mostly working. Right now, I do see every episode of Buried and nothing about the Cranberries. Some episodes are duplicates, though. So I'm not sure if Buried is even working on NPR One as it's supposed to. Clearly, there are issues everywhere, and we're at least keeping track of them. I wish I had some sort of satisfying conclusion to this update, but that's pretty much it. I mainly wanted you to know that we care about this, we're sorry it's happening, and we're doing our best to sort it out, which mostly means waiting for NPR to sort out its own issues. In the meantime, KETR's website is still going strong, and every single thing we've ever put out remains available at ketr.org/buried. We also post each new update to facebook.com/buriedradio and twitter.com/buriedradio, so you can follow those accounts as a stand-in. That's mostly it from me. For the more technically minded, here's what NPR has to say, starting in late April. NPR is aware of a problem with some of our podcasts on third-party platforms. We're actively working on this, and we'll provide an update as soon as we can. Here's what they put out next. Earlier today, we made a change to our web server caching configuration that resulted in the same RSS feed being served for all NPR RSS URLs. This caused podcast apps to act as if all of our podcasts had changed their titles and added hundreds of new episodes. Thanks to all who reported this issue. The root problem is now resolved, but it may take some time, up to 48 hours, before the change is reflected in your podcast application. We're incredibly sorry for the inconvenience. And here's the latest message. Many listeners are now seeing NPR podcasts appear as they should, but we know that some listeners are still encountering problems. We won't be satisfied until this is fixed for everyone. It may take more time before our podcast issues are corrected across all apps for all people. In the meantime, if any of your favorite NPR podcasts are missing in your app, NPR One has links to all the latest episodes, and we're here to offer support. Okay, now you know everything I know. One more time, I'm very sorry for the inconvenience.